When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are you passionate about there, Mr. Jimmy Allen?
Professional wrestling. I've heard.
Happer will be here in an hour. Are you passionate for a bald-headed man? Do you wear many? You don't ever see you in hats.
You give me headaches.
Yeah?
I used to a lot when I was younger. Maybe that's because I was compensating for the hair loss, but I don't know.
Back then?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, dude, I've been going bald since I was like
People
eight.
Love themselves some debates about hats that their favorite college team wears. So Nebraska last night.
Awful.
Whoa.
Hated those hats.
I didn't even get to say that they were a special hat for the Buck O'Neill Legend Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Find better ones.
There's a rally house across the parking lot from Hoagland Ballpark.
Rally
but okay.
house. They wore hats last night that had NU. That did elicit quite the discussion about, before you knew why they were wearing them, where you could buy them or you did not like them. The hats that your favorite college baseball team wear, and maybe even your pro team, when they're not their normal one, do elicit quite an aggressive debate. So I like those hats. I wouldn't make them a regular hat. Remember, I'm the skinny end guy.
Yeah.
I want the skinny end to come back.
And wear black on Sunday.
Nebraska baseball was better when they had the skinny end. You see that subtly they wore black, and then probably it's an old jersey. They had a skinny N on the sleeve that they wore Saturday.
Oh, they did. That's right.
Against Ohio State. I would love, and I don't know why, maybe it is some trademark, but I would love to see Creighton come back with the Cincinnati C for their ball cap.
Huh.
But they haven't. So I'm wondering if something, you know, a discussion along the lines happened, because I love that cap. I think that's a great cap. Omaha last night, they have white caps with a black bill that I really, really like that have the bowl on the front. But the hat that your favorite baseball team wears does become quite the debate, because from afar, I was following the mixed, I would say 50-50 on what Nebraska was wearing last night, and should any Nebraska team ever present themselves as NU.
I thought you were going to say playing Lawrence.
No, because or that.
Hey, I'm all for Nebraska and Kansas playing in multiple sports, which they kind of do already, but I would love for them to play in football.
Mm,
and pick back up that home and home they played in basketball a few years ago.
Yeah.
Are you of the ilk whenever there's a change to a uniform, you hate it? I know there's a lot of people that are like, it needs to look like this or it's dumb. I to some degree, I'm not really a alternate jersey guy. I prefer when I turn my TV on and I see the helmets and the jerseys, I know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
You wear
that's
black
that is important.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
I mean, you get confused watching an NBA game. You have no idea who the home team
right.
is or who's even playing.
And I hate that.
Exactly.
Whenever it's something, like, if you're going to change something, I think you should do it for the entire season, because it builds the brand, it gives you familiarity with it. But just doing a one-off, I don't think it better. Like, does anybody really care that much that you get to wear different cleats one game a year? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me. So I guess I'm passionate about that.
Which ties it back to the original question.
Yeah.
Alternate uniforms.
Your premise I agree with. If I turn on the TV, I want to be able to know right away who's playing, because I recognize their fit.
Right.
That's a lot to do with like a Penn State and an Alabama.
Don't look like a USFL game.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if the UFL is going to
make it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it's called now.
That's to your
and
point.
It's too bad, because in St. Louis, they love it. Like, they have 40,000 people at the Battlehawks game last weekend.
That's the problem with
those Cardinals suck.
With a lot of that, too. That's the problem with
Saint
a lot
Louis
of
Cardinals?
Those leagues. Yeah. Is you have one or two teams that or cities that get behind it and it works, and then you get 6 to 8 that are like, what is this? Why are we supporting this? And it just falls on
St. Louis has loved their XFL and now their UFL. Maybe it's AJ McCarron. But in the dome, they get the largest crowds of anybody. They have 40,000 people.
It's pretty good.
They don't have the NFL anymore.
No, and they're probably not going to get back to the NFL. They have become a Chiefs town. Like the Chiefs are in there and do some promotion, mm-hmm. and then the games, you know, that is the market now. They carry the Chiefs games in St. Louis. Yeah, an NFL team's probably never going back there. They would never go back into the dome.
Yeah, they'd
have to build a separate stadium, and they've already, you know, they got a really, really nice soccer stadium that is kind of right there in downtown, not very far from where the Blues play. But they love themselves some spring football.
I love that arena, by the way.
Where the Blues play?
Yeah, it's one of those arenas where it's kind of got a dumpy feel to it, but that makes it great.
Something you said about Mega Saver earlier.
It's so bad, it's good. Not what I said about
Mega Saver. Sounds like a St. Louis tourist.
Did you see that Jackson Holiday home run last night, by the way?
I did not.
My Lord.
I just know that kid's a stud.
He hit it about 9,000 feet.
Red smoke bellowing from Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville, by the way.
Are they going to have a presser today?
I think we might get our Woo Pig later.
Oh, man, all those Arkansas fans that'll look at Calipari and they'll go, hey, coach, that was cool that you filmed your exit video from Kentucky on a flip phone because I got a flip phone too.
See what you did there.
Didn't even tell the team.
Mm-hmm. Just got a ringtone for 99 cents.
I don't know.
Remember when I was there?
Is there any proper way to say goodbye? Because this is like, you know what, we need to divorce, but do we really need to go to court?
But Gary, he loves his team. Loves them. But he's leaving.
It's actually smart. You stay, you know when to get out of Dodge. Sometimes you can stay at a place for too long. And if you don't feel wanted, I wouldn't stay.
I'm always one of those people that think a coach should tell his team before anybody finds out. I think the guys that you've asked to go to battle for you should be given that.
Who's left to tell? They're either in the portal or they're in the NBA draft.
Yeah, but you've probably got some guy, like even the bench guys, a guy that's never played for you, I think deserves that volition of telling him that, hey, listen, thanks. I clearly probably asked you to come here and you did, but I have to go. Like, I think they deserve that. Even your staff, like the even down to the trainers, I think there should be a meeting of everybody involved. Hey, thanks for your time. Thank you for doing everything I asked you to. This is not an easy job. We're taking a job somewhere else. Thanks for your time. I think everybody deserves that.
You are the anti-Bobby Petrino.
Yes.
Peace. I'm out. I'm going to Atlanta.
On my motorcycle.
All right. Matt Rudy joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on the Masters that begin tomorrow. From Tiger to Scotty to Rory to Jordan. In between Max, Justin. Matt Rudy joins us next. Brandon Vogel in the last hour on this Wednesday edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley with Jimmy Allen and Jimmy Chavez on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.